This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, February 17th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. As the death toll from the coronavirus reaches at least 1,383, according to numbers released by the Chinese Communist Party, Christians on the mainland are risking their lives to provide aid to families in cities that have been deemed high risk for the disease, reports the Christian Post. With an additional 5,000 reported Friday, the number of coronavirus cases in mainland China has now surged past 63,000. Over 1,700 medical workers have been infected by the virus, and 6 have died, reports Reuters. Additionally, hospitals are experiencing a severe shortage of face masks and other supplies. While the pastors and other aid workers partnering with World Help are taking preventive measures, they are risking their lives to provide aid to those in need. Mark Hogshead, World Help's Vice President of International Programs, asked believers to donate to World Help, revealing that just $20 can provide one person a week's worth of food and a protective mask to help stop the spread of the illness. He said, quote, "When we're providing practical, tangible help like this, it's with the goal that physical aid will translate into spreading the gospel and everyone helped will come to know Jesus," end quote. Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg is considering making Hillary Clinton his running mate, a source close to his campaign has told Drudge Report. Polling found the Bloomberg-Clinton combination would be a formidable force to take on Trump in the race for the White House, the source said. The former New York City mayor is said to be considering even changing his official residence from New York to Colorado or Florida, where he also has homes, because the Electoral College makes it difficult for the U.S. president and vice president to reside in the same state. Under the 12th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which provides the procedure for electing the president and vice president, it states that the two people could not both inhabit the same state as the elector. However, Bloomberg's campaign would not confirm or deny the reports. Not only did NASCAR name President Donald Trump the Grand Marshal of the Daytona 500 yesterday, marking the first time a sitting president has held the honor, but he took a partial lap around the track of the Daytona International Speedway prior to the venerable NASCAR event in the presidential limousine known as the Beast, reports Fox Business.
My fellow race fans, there is no greater thrill than to join you at the World Center of Racing for the 62nd Daytona 500. The tens of thousands of Patriots here today have come for the fast cars and the world-class motorsports. But NASCAR fans never forget that no matter who wins the race, what matters most is God, family, and country. This afternoon, we congratulate all of the new enlistees in the United States Armed Forces, and there are plenty, and they love our country. A few moments ago, these young men and women took a solemn oath to put their lives on the line for our country. To each of them and to every service member and veteran here today, as Commander-in-Chief of the greatest fighting force on the planet, a force that just spent $2.5 trillion on rebuilding our military, I want to thank you for your service.
In Dr. Michael Brown's most recent Christian Post column, the Christian talk show host explained why Pete Buttigieg is a disastrous choice for president. He wrote, quote, "Choosing an out and proud so-called married gay man to run for president, let alone become president, would contribute to the further degeneration and moral confusion of our society, along with further attacks on our most fundamental rights." Mayor Pete has talked about how his homosexual relationship to his so-called husband, Chasen, has brought him closer to God. He has kissed his partner at public rallies. He is pushing his homosexuality, not apologizing for it. You better believe that he will do everything in his power to normalize homosexual relationships even more in the eyes of America. He will also do his best to marginalize those who are convinced that these relationships are contrary to the will of God. End quote. Dr. Brown has spoken the truth. He has abided by Ephesians 4, verse 25, which says, "Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor." The remains of 2,411 aborted babies, which were found in plastic bags in the home and car of abortionist George Klopfer after he died last year, were laid to rest at an Indiana cemetery last week. Republican Congresswoman Jackie Walorski of Indiana spoke from the House floor, after which she led the House of Representatives in a moment of silence.
I rise today to honor the 2,411 unborn children whose remains were finally laid to rest with dignity yesterday in South Bend, Indiana. These victims of Indiana's most prolific abortionist would be in their late teens now, graduating from high school and entering into college. But their innocent lives were cut short, and they were denied a proper burial. Instead, their remains sat for almost 20 years in a garage, a car trunk, in moldy boxes and styrofoam coolers. Such callous disregard for human life should shake us to the core. These children deserve justice and dignity. To ensure this never happens again, the House must pass the Dignity for Aborted Children Act to build on Indiana's law, upheld by the Supreme Court, that requires dignified treatment of aborted fetal remains. Madam Speaker, I ask my colleagues to join me in observing a moment of silence for the thousands of innocent victims that were laid to rest yesterday.
Without objection.
Thank you, and I yield back.
Genesis 1, verse 27 explains why these deceased babies are worthy of a proper burial. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, February 17th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.